Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dean Summers. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. And Sports Radio 66. Bam! WFAN.
Well, from the kitchen, it is a good evening to you and how you be at 11:04 on a Friday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there at 345 Hudson Street, a few miles on the other side of the kitchen. The one and only producer, director, board op choreographer and makeup man, Peter Hoffman. 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for the four-hour schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 3 on your fan, New York City.
All right, boys, let's get back to basics. This is a baseball.
Definitely very excited. We look back and, you know, we've done a lot. We accomplished a lot, I know. It's just super exciting, you know, to get to this day.
Play ball!
Swinging a hard hit liner to first, caught by Freeman down to a knee, puts the glove on the bag in time to double off Nimmo. Pitching on the ground to the right side. Albies to his left has it, throws to second one, Swanson to first, a double play.
Here's the pitch.
Freeman swings and misses, strike three. Jacob deGrom goes to the slider to strike out Freeman. Fastball, strike three called, pops the outside corner. DeGrom fires 98 on the black.
Swung on and missed, strike three, went with a slider again. And DeGrom has his seventh strikeout. So that's eight strikeouts for DeGrom, who's given up just one hit.
He's a good, good dude.
And he made the catch. Ender Inciarte just might have taken a home run away from J.D. Davis.
Maybe we just try it again. Maybe it needs a different touch.
Cespedes hammers one deep to left. Down the line. If it stays fair, it's gone. It's gone. A home run. Yoenis Cespedes has welcomed back baseball.
Anyone have anything dramatic that happened to them that they want to talk about?
Down and in, ball four. He missed with a slider there. So Diaz walks Freeman. In there, strike three called. He threw a fastball over the outside edge. A 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Put it in the books.
Felt like I was very under control. I felt like everything was just kind of in line. And like I said, I just tried to stay smooth and, you know, it was coming out really well.
They're sticking with us. We've got him from the babies up. As soon as the kid could talk, he started to say, Metsy, Metsy, not Papa. Not Mama, Metsy, Metsy, Metsy. So that's what they are. They're now singing the kids, Metsy, Metsy, Metsy. See where they want food and everything.
Well, what do we have here? Benjamin Franklin, a little bit of history. Benjamin Franklin once said, there are two certainties in life, death and taxes. Ocho Cinco. He once said there are three certainties in life. Death, taxes, and number 85 is always open. Both fall short when it comes to certainties because there are four certainties in life. Death and taxes and the Metropolitans winning on opening day, whenever it is. and the Metropolitans do not ever score for you-know-who. The good news, you're not scoring off of him, and it's now 28 scoreless innings and counting. Cy Gram today was like this. The 99-100 mile-per-hour fastball, strike one. The slider, strike two. And the changeup, strike three. And it is three strikes and you're out. And he had eight of those over five innings, throwing 72 pitches, 48 of them for the strike. And leaving after five because you do not want any more back tightness. Mike Soroka was matching Cy Gram 0-0. A Mike Soroka who had beaten Cy Gram in his last two starts, but was getting some defense to help the Metropolitans, or really to keep the Metropolitans, from putting up any kind of number at all. Getting the hard hit McNeil double play, and that doubled off Nimmo in the first inning, and the not so hard hit double play from Cano, who was not, we repeat, not batting number three in your lineup guard. The defensive play of the game came in the bottom of the fifth inning, when for the second time in memory, Encarnación takes a home run away a few years ago from Cespedes, earlier today from J.D. Davis. So after five, Cy Gram was leaving with those eight Ks and only one hit allowed, and Soroka was getting the help he needed. And we were scoreless going to inning number six. And the Metropolitans were now going to the bullpen. Look out. Going to the bullpen to keep the Freemans and the Albies and the Acunas down and out. And right away, no harm, no foul here. Sure thing, Lugo in trouble. He was in trouble with the Ozuna double and the pass mall from Ramos. And with one out in that top seven, Lugo needed to keep Ozuna at third base. And Lugo did, striking out Riley to end the seventh inning. So, no score. It was going to the bottom of the seventh. 0-0. And right now, at this moment, going to the bottom of the seventh, there's not, you gotta believe, there's not a single Metropolitan fan, not one, who will tell you they hate the DH. Not today. We were concerned about him. He hadn't played in 2 years. He had gone through injury. He had gone from eating boar's head to coming close to being eaten by a boar. He looked 2 years older. And he looked a little rusty in his cameo appearance last weekend against the New York Yankees. So in this bottom of the seventh inning, Soroka was gone after making him look like you wanted him deflecting from the Metropolitans, or I should say defecting. Soroka had Cespedes' number. His first two at bat, Cespedes didn't look any better than he did last weekend in his cameo appearance. So Soroka was gone by the bottom of the seventh inning. He was passing the torch over to Chris Martin. And, of course, the Cuban defector was facing Chris Martin. And Chris Martin, he was facing this.
A-1. Cespedes hammers one deep to left, down the line. If it stays fair, it's gone. It's gone. A home run. Yoenis Cespedes has welcomed back baseball and himself by rocking a home run deep into the seats down the left field line. And the Mets have struck first.
And there you had it. Of course, the foul pole was moved over to left center, but who is nitpicking? Okay. So now the bullpen had to protect and behold the lead. Lugo did the two innings. Wilson in the eighth inning needed to get Acuna with a man on second. And Acuna, who had hit .389 against lefties last year. And just like Lugo got Riley in the seventh inning with that man on third, Wilson got Acuna looking with that man on second in the eighth inning. You were looking for some insurance in the bottom of the eighth inning, at least another run, because you were already worried sick to your tummy that you know who was going to be seen in the ninth inning. And you were concerned. You were very concerned. A single run would not be enough, but you needed something in that bottom of the eighth inning. He had to face Albies. He had to face Freeman. And he had to face Acuna in that ninth inning. You were not calm, were you? You could not sit, could you? Maybe a little bit of pacing where you happened to be sitting. You were now standing up, moving about the room, weren't you? Nature was calling you loud and clear. You were feeling a little bit anxious. You were feeling maybe a little bit concerned, maybe a little bit worried. You were not wearing a smile. You couldn't forget what you remembered a year ago. On his first pitch in the top of the ninth inning, he got Albies to ground to second. Look out. One out, two to go. With the count 3-0 on Metropolitan Destroyer Freddie Freeman from Elm Street, and he is to the Metropolitans, Freddie from Elm Street. Freeman drove one into the second deck. Foul ball. So he walks Freeman, the tying run, and one out. You remember the seventh, Ozuna in his Braves debut, the one-out double in the seventh inning. Now it's 0-1, and now it's 0-2, and then 0-3. He was now with one on, two outs in the ninth inning, facing Matt Adams. He was ahead in the count of 1-2. The game was in his right hand. You held your breath, didn't you? You held your breath with the Metropolitans a strike away from another opening day win, making it 39-12 in their last 51 opening days. One on, two outs, top of the ninth inning, 1-0 on the Cuban defector's long drive into the night. 1-2. That was the count on Matt Adams. And then, this.
Diaz brings the hands together. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. He got him with a hard slider in. Diaz picks up the save.
Okay, and 1-0, yawn ho-hum. 28 scoreless innings for Cy Grom. One hit allowed. He was such in command. Goes the five innings, 72 pitches, 48 strikes, 28 consecutive innings. The Metropolitan record, R.A. Dickey with 42 consecutive scoreless innings. Cy Grom, yawn, ho-hum. Looking as good as he has been since he has put on a Metropolitan uniform. And yes, you can say it. And yes, you would be right. There are good pitchers around in the game. Gerrit Cole with the New York Yankees. Max Scherzer. Oh, no, Max, he struck out 11. He's great. Also gave up a couple of long drives and hard hits. We know from that. But nonetheless, Cy Grom, unequivocally, without a doubt, the best pitcher in the game. So, of course, a no decision. And by the way, in his last 10 starts at Citi Field against the Atlanta Braves with a 150 ERA, Cy Grom is 2-7 with a no decision. Isn't that something? How typical, how regular, how all the time they do not score for Jacob DeGrom. All right, there is one other item, then we'll take a break and get right away to your telephone calls. Baseball is number one. That's with the Metropolitans today, the Yankees from last night. And again, what is this with Jamal Adams? Again, we hadn't heard from him in about 10 seconds. And who is next for Jamal Adams? He's been on Woody Johnson for the issue, as you know, over in the UK with alleged racist and sexist comments. And now he's on Adam Gaze and also Joe Douglas. Why? Well, he wants out. Why? Broken promises and mixed messages have led him to social media, accusing everybody associated with the Jets for the extension that hasn't come, so he wants to go. And what do you get in return when you consider equal value for your best defensive player, if indeed they go about trading him, and you would be thinking more now than not? Discuss this we can do, but the lead story, of course, opening day in the City Field in Queens, Flushing, New York, and the Metropolitans 1-0 with 59 to go, as are the Yankees. That's on the table as well. Of course, the season is so short, the Atlanta Braves are now close to being mathematically eliminated. And if you remember, by the way, the bottom of the sixth inning from this afternoon, Alonso fouled one off down the right field line. And look out, it hit a cardboard cutout in the face. But, thank goodness that cutout is okay, since you could see for the rest of the game he was still smiling after taking the hit. So no harm, no foul, with nobody getting hurt. And those at-bats, you know, were, today you didn't get much, obviously, from Alonso. I tell you who looked very good for the Metropolitans this afternoon. He hit the ball very hard. Was Brandon Nimmo leading off. And I'm going to tell you, it was a surprise, even though we had heard before the game, that Robinson Cano was not going to be batting number three. Good news, and Edwin Diaz survives the ninth inning. And the New York Metropolitans, with the Cuban defector, they win it by the score of 1-0. And, of course, last night in the rain-shortened game, all the real thunder provided by the New York Yankees, and all Washington could provide was the weather.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.